Welcome to the Relevant Radio Fall Pledge Drive.
Join the family.
Join the family.
Relevant Radio. All right, three after the hour. Good afternoon. I hope your day is going pretty well. Mine is. It's been a great day. I'll fill you in. In fact, coming up, you know, I've been doing a series on the last four things. We talked about death and judgment, and of course, yesterday we talked about hell. Right after the Chapel of Divine Mercy today, we will continue that series, and we will take a look at the reality I hope we all make it to, and that, of course, is heaven. Monsignor Charles Pope is going to join me a little bit later, and of course, you can join me anytime. You know our number here in the studio, 888-914-9149. Just want to remind you, if you're just tuning in, Relevant Radio is in day four of its final pledge drive for the 2017 year. And if you can continue to keep the phones ringing and support in any capacity, I'm really grateful. Yesterday, we didn't have a dollar-for-dollar match. Guess what? Today, we do. So whatever you give right now, it'll be matched 100%. Okay, 100%. 877-291-0123. That's the number, and I'm grateful for everyone who's dialing in now. Okay, 877-291-0123. I want to tell you a great story. In fact, I'm going to have one of my colleagues, Joe Secor, who's going to be joining me in just a moment here, tell you a great story. You're going to love this. You know, it's not often that I think ordinary people get to encounter, you know, movie celebrities. And when they do, it's usually kind of in the push and pull of great crowds or, you know, on the red carpets or just trying to get a photograph or an autograph or a selfie with them. Yeah, but sometimes the celebrities, they come out of that star-studded distant orbit of theirs, and they actually do something really charitable for you know, ordinary people, and especially in the case of the sick and the dying. Mark Hamill, I know you know the name, right? You know, Luke Skywalker. He's one of those guys, and I love when I hear stories about men like him really using their celebrity in a powerful way to touch lives. He tweeted out recently, he said, "There's no sweeter sound than a child laughing," he said. He said, "I've been so lucky. I feel it's my duty to give back in ways that I can. I much prefer visits to hospitals than talk shows. Heartbreaking but inspirational," he says. "Makes my career seem trivial in comparison. Wish I could do more." And that tweet actually came in response to a tweet that was sent out trying to counter all the negative stories coming out of Hollywood right now, telling about how Hamill, you know, did that, you know, how he did that one time and how he did it for the son of Relevant Radio's own, Joe Secora. Now, I know you know Joe, a brilliant man, a former police officer, a stuntman, an actor, a musician, a songwriter, just a good guy. You can get plugged into him on the Joe Secora Show here on Relevant Radio every evening. Also just wrote a book called Defying Gravity about his experience with his son, and I'll tell you how to get that. His son had a rare genetic disorder, and Joe's here to tell us a little bit about how the Mark Hamill and his son's paths crossed. Joe, great to have you here. Good afternoon.
Drew, my brother, it is so nice being with you. I've got a question for you, though, before we talk about Mark Hamill and actually meeting Luke Skywalker. I've got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
When the merger was coming up between Immaculate Heart Radio and Relevant Radio, I said, gee, I got to get to know these people here on Relevant Radio. And I was talking to my neighbor. She goes, you got to listen to Drew Mariani. He's just the best. And I said, well, you know, I've got a show as well, Immaculate Heart Radio. You are friends. Oh, you're great. But you got to listen to Drew. But here's my question, Drew. Yeah. We finally got to meet. After listening to you, I said, yep, he really has a great show. But does your audience know that you are tall?
No, yeah.
And my question is, how does being tall impact you on the radio? That's my question.
So funny. Yeah, and you know what it's like because you broadcast too. I mean, people, when I go to speak at a conference or attend someplace, they always say to me, boy, you're a lot taller than I thought. Or, wow, you're younger than I look. Oh, I didn't think you had hair.
Yeah.
I mean, in the mind of the mind of the viewer or the listener, most people, you know, they have this. I remember when I was younger, I used to listen to a rock station in Philadelphia. You know, 94.4 was the station, WMMR. And I remember one time hearing the going out somewhere, and this jock was at one of the clubs or someplace like that. And when I saw him, I said, "That's not what he sounds like. That's not what he looks like."
I know.
You associate the voice with a particular look, and
yes.
You know, I don't know. I guess people they in their own mind see me a certain way, but you know, thanks to the web today and to you know the internet, people can they can get a glimpse of what you and I both look like.
Well, look, between me and you, don't share this with anybody, Drew. I took a picture with you to get to my friend who's a big fan of yours, and I stood on my toes. Don't tell anybody I did that. And I still look short next to you.
That's so funny.
That's our secret. Anyway.
Well, it was great meeting you too, Joe. It was fun being at that programming summit, folks. We had a summit where, you know, Joe Socorro and Jesse and Terry and Patrick and everybody all got together with all the Relevant Radio crew, and we got to meet as we made this historic merger together. And it's great to be one family, and it's amazing. I was in the studio here at Relevant, and we have a map with a bunch of pushpins, and it's showing all the markets that we're in. I remember when I first joined Relevant back in 2004, just seeing, gosh, wow, we're in a lot of markets. It really was not that many. I mean, but we were pretty much Midwest, a little bit of the East Coast, and over the past few years, how it expanded. And I remember speaking with Immaculate Heart, because I actually thought about broadcasting with you guys at one point in time, how you blanketed the West Coast. And I thought, what a perfect partnership this would be.
Yeah.
If we could connect. Yeah. And God's got a divine plan, doesn't he?
He certainly does. We are so grateful for this merger and the opportunity to preach the good news, to lift people up. And of course, we're in Pledge Drive, and we need everybody's support to continue this mission. But it's going great, and I'm really excited, and it's all in God's hands.
All right. It's about 9 after the hour. I'm speaking today with Joe Socorro, and it's great to have him on here with us. Joe, your story, you know how this works during these Pledge Drives. These clocks are slightly amended. You've got to share the story of your son and of Mark Hamill. I love that. I love the charity of this man, and I know Princess Leia is involved in this and much more, but I'll throw it to you and I'll let you share the story.
It was super cool, and cut me off, of course, if I'm getting a little too chatty, but I have two sons, both of whom have a neurological degenerative disease, and it's a fatal disease. And long story short, a good friend of mine who's a writer, very successful Hollywood writer, writes film and whatnot, Ed Solomon is his name, and on Monday, and I'll get to the how to meet Mark Hamill. On Monday, this past Monday, I was in the studio and we were doing the pledge drive, and he started texting me like crazy. I'm going, gosh, I just don't have time for this. What's going on? And he said, this is crazy, but I got on Twitter and I was thinking back about the time where you and your sons met Mark Hamill. And I put it out on Twitter because there's so much bad news coming out of Hollywood, out of DC and everywhere else. He said, I just wanted to put out something positive. And it just went viral on Twitter. And my friend was texting me, he goes, I'm just in tears. People are responding to this beautiful story. And the story is this about, I can't remember exactly how many years it was, 8 years ago, 9, 10 years ago or something like that. My son was a huge Star Wars fan and he passed away, John, God bless him, a little over 2 years ago, but he was a huge Star Wars fan and watched one of the 6, 7 movies almost every day. And because he was visually impaired and had some other difficulties, his world was a little bit smaller in some respects. And one day he said, Dad, can I meet Luke Skywalker? And I was like, that might be tough. But I reached out to the one guy who I thought, okay, maybe if anybody can get this done, my friend Ed Solomon could, who's a writer. And he said, ooh, that's really tough, but let me make a call. He calls Mark Hamill's agent. His agent says, probably not. 2 minutes later, Mark Hamill called my friend Ed and said, he wants to meet your son.
Wow.
So I think it was like the next day, we showed up at this little park in Malibu, and up comes Luke Skywalker and just gave himself so graciously, answering question after question after question, you know, like galactic empires and everything else. Mm-hmm. And it was just such a beautiful moment. And I just thought, you know, it's funny, I didn't really talk about it a lot because I thought he's a celebrity and we can't have millions of people call him and say, well, my son's a fan of Star Wars as well. So I didn't speak about it. And even when this article came out in the Hollywood Reporter yesterday, my family members were going, what? When did this happen? But it was just such, I thought, a very touching article. And it is a good man. And so often it's so easy to focus, Drew, on the negative and what everybody is doing wrong. And I just thought this was beautiful that for a moment, we can focus on something that's really good that somebody is doing out of Hollywood, out of real generous heart. So that was it, in short.
Well, my heart
little thing, but big.
My heart goes out to you as a father, and I just pray never have to drink of the bitter cup that you have. But I know God brings good out of all situations, and you've written a book called "Defying Gravity" and "How Choosing Joy Lifted My Family from Death to Life." And I think that is such an important work for people to get, because I really think it's going to transform people who have, who've journeyed the same path that you have. Your book is due to come out soon, isn't it, Joe? How can they get that?
It is. You can pre-order it on Amazon right now. And I just want to say that I'm not taking a dollar of the profits. All the money, if there's money made on the book, I am donating to Beyond Batten, which is a nonprofit supporting research heading towards a cure, which is, you know, taking too many kids' lives, like my own son. And a beautiful story. It's a story of faith, you know, how you can walk through the midst of suffering and struggle. And when you encounter God's love and grace, all things are possible. I don't know how anybody would do this without faith, but we have. And that's really the story I want to share. And that's, I think, what's relevant to everybody is, like, how do you do this life without faith? And so it's really.
Did you ever doubt God, though, Joe, through this process? Did you get angry or did you doubt him? I mean, where were you in the whole process?
I'd like to say no, but look, I'm just a man. I'm a deeply flawed man. And so I went through a whole range of emotions, sure, including anger and depression and struggle and doubt and questioning. But all along the way, and this is the amazing thing, Drew, all along the way, I found God's hand in everything that we did. Again, not to say that there weren't difficult days. There were brutal days. But, you know, it's kind of the story of Job. When you encounter God in the midst of suffering, it just transforms life. And for me, you know, I wouldn't change my life with anybody for any amount of money, you know, because of those experiences. And I think that's the beautiful thing about our faith. That's what God offers each and every one of us, is that encounter, that experience, that living, breathing God in our lives. And that's the beautiful thing about our faith. And that's really what I want to share. That's why this book is so important for me to get out. So it's being published by Ignatius Press, and obviously a really great publisher, wonderful people.
Yeah, great book.
And I just want to share the faith. So
it's due out April 20th. You can probably pre-order it from Ignatius. And again, the title's Defying Gravity, right?
Yeah. I think it's due out April 20th. It might come out sooner, but I think that's the hard thing. But you can pre-order it. And that's important for due if you wanted to, you know, I don't know.
Well, I'm with you, though. I think with faith is so incredible. Incredibly important when you lose somebody you love. It totally helps you be able to heal, you know, really, and to know that one day we will be perfectly reunited with them again. But again, my heart goes out to you and to all who've ever suffered that cross. It goes against natural order to lose a child, before a parent like that. So
it does, and it's that stark reminder. You know, we are all just passing through. Whether we're given 8 years, my son turned 24, and a month later he passed away.
Wow.
But, you know, whether we're given 8 years, 24 years, or 88 years, our life is but a whisper, you know? And so to me, the advantage, if I could say such a thing, is I've been aware of this impending loss for many years. And so I was always focused, my family was always focused on right now, encountering God in the moment, doing what is right and good. Not that I did it perfectly, but I've always done it the best I can. And just to live with that grace that God offers. And that's what makes life worth living.
Well, Joe, keep up your beautiful work and your witness. I mean, the country, the world needs to hear your message. That's for sure. And I'm really grateful and honored to call you a colleague of mine here. So enjoy your program very much.
Thank you, my brother. The next time we're together, I'm going to wear my cowboy boots. So I'm closer to your height.
Sounds like a plan, Joe. All right, great.
Bye, my brother.
Joe Sikora. Folks, write this book down, Defying Gravity, How Choosing Joy Lifted My Family from Death. It is a must-read. You're going to be glad you had it, okay? It comes out from Ignatius Press, maybe pre-order it. Give it to somebody who is going through a difficult time now, maybe losing a child or a spouse or someone else. It's a book about how choosing joy lifted his family from death to life, and it's an important message. It really is. I'm grateful for him. Hey, can you do me a favor, too? I mean, I love Joe. I love Patrick. I love all these guys that I broadcast with here. Could you go to the phone right now and make a pledge? I mean, Relevant Radio is such a unique platform, and I'll tell you why I say that. But when you talk to guys like Joe, where are you going to hear a conversation about a man who lost his child and can now say that by choosing God, by choosing life, his perspective is totally different. It's a powerful story of how faith in God gave him the strength to face one of the greatest crises I think a parent ever will have to face. And look, we need to hear this, don't we? You need this. So there are so many souls in this country right now who need to hear this message of hope. And that's what Relevant Radio is all about. We deliver a message of hope. Here's a number. Please, please make the call right now, okay? There's a dollar-for-dollar match. If you give $10, it'll become $20. If you give $250, it becomes $500. You do the math, but make the call, okay? Let's make sure that we light the candles. There was a great saying once said, one candle can pierce the darkness, but 1,000 can banish it. Wouldn't it be nice if we all lit that candle of hope right now to help those who are in that moment of darkness? 877-291-0123.